1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
And The Phil Hendry Show, broadcasting live from New York. And all this week will be in New York City. We're at the Museum of Television and Radio, brought to you by Priceline.com, Phil Hendry's official travel provider for airline tickets, hotel rooms, and rental cars. Go to Priceline.com for all your travel needs. Okay, Steve, you there? Okay, tell me, now, I know the kids are wearing, for Halloween tomorrow night, they're wearing firefighter costumes.
Yeah, they're wearing firefighter costumes. They're also wearing Marine Corps and police officer costumes.
Yeah, our guy went to, one of our kids went to a costume party the other night in his uncle's Marine Corps fatigues.
Well, I think one of the reasons why I'm calling is because the FBI has warned that there could be another terror incident.
I understand that.
And during a terror attack, I think the instinct is to make contact with the proper authorities. And I'm simply concerned that if anyone contacts the police tomorrow night, and I'm sure you can imagine, they hear the doorbell ring, and there is someone dressed as they think it's a police officer, you could put a child in harm's way by hiding behind him or embarrassing yourself by asking a child to take a burglary report, and they want candy. See what I'm saying?
You're talking about people mistaking children?
I just think there's too many kids out there dressed as fire. That's going to be the number one costume, and I've been reading it in all the magazines, and I have read it in all the newspapers and everything. The number one costume will be fire people, police personalities, and military personalities. Now, you have a situation where the FBI has said there could be a problem.
Yeah, I understand that. I think that our you know, we're aware of that. The police are aware of that.
But now you've got all these people dressed up like police, and what appears to be a police officer comes to your door, and they ask for candy, and you think that he was there.
Oh, I see. So in other words, you're saying if, for instance, you had a problem like a burglary.
That's exactly right.
And you call the cops.
You pick up the phone, you're going to call the police.
And you call the police, and there's the doorbell. You run to the door thinking it's the police, and you may think that's the police because...
Because you've got literally thousands of children dressed up in the police costume. Now, last week I was at a pumpkin patch with the children. We were picking out a pumpkin. And this is difficult for me to say. Because of the things that have been going on.
Look, you got to understand that the FBI's got it under control. I think we're in good hands with our police.
No, but I was at a pumpkin patch last week, the kids picking out a pumpkin. I see a man dressed in an Army Ranger uniform. So I walked over to him, and I said, "Sir, I just want to thank you for everything that you're doing for us." And he burst out into tears and went over to a woman and said, "Mommy, the man, he's scary." And now, all of a sudden, I look like six shades of crap because
it was a kid in a
it was a child in an Army Ranger uniform. What happens, Mr. Hendry, is that you
have... let me just interrupt you here. Children are on average shorter than adults. I mean,
yes, sir, they are.
Okay, so if I see an Army Ranger, you see what I'm saying?
Well, I think there's two things. I think number one, okay, he is shorter, but there's a delusional thing that kicks in. If you really want to see the police, and you really, really hope and pray, I hope the police come. I hope they come. There's been a burglary. I'm afraid of some kind of an incident. And there's the uniform right there. You see a full grown-up cop. The other thing, too, is the Army Rangers in particular are a Special Forces Tactical Unit. Now, these are individuals who can be any size. They are taking smaller men. My understanding was, and I had read in a couple of magazines, that they will take even, not midgets or anything, but they're taking guys that are...
The Rangers are taking what, guys under 5 foot tall?
They are taking men that are 4 foot five or whatever, because they can do things that a regular-sized guy can't do, and I don't know what that is.
You know, it's funny. I thought paratroopers had to be taller, but...
No, not anymore, not because of what the Rangers got to do, because they got to go into tunnels and everything. I can give you another example of my kids will be out trick-or-treating. Then all of a sudden, a knock on the door, I open it, and I see a police personality. Then I'm thinking, what has happened to my children?
Well, now, you don't want to...
No, that's what I'm thinking, though.
No, but you don't want to go there, okay? Your children are going to be fine. Look, we can't let Halloween turn into something that we're afraid of, all right? And if the police... Look, your kids are out trick-or-treating.
That's correct.
knock on the door. There's a cop there, but it's, you know, 4 foot two or something. It's
no, but you want to see a full size one. And by the same token, you don't know. So I have asked and I have hoped and prayed that I will get some understanding on this from parents not to dress their children up like no cop, not to dress their children up like no fire people, and not to dress their children up like no army people, because we are in a heightened state of alert in this country, and you may have a cat up in a tree, just to use an example, and look, there's a fireman there, go up in the tree, and it's a kid, he'll start to cry, not knowing what you're talking about.
Well, you're afraid of what you're going to do to the children, then.
You could traumatize a child by saying, please help me, my home's burning down, and the child will cry.
Well, but if you call...
You know, you can call the fire department, but now you see a fireman, but it's only a kid, but you are not aware of that. And that's to avoid all confusion, I am asking all parents to think again while they put their children in these costumes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. So many things going on in our country, and Halloween, of course, is coming up tomorrow night. It's always a great time of the year, and many kids are going to be dressed as police officers and as firefighters and as army soldiers and the like, because the kids, Mr. Bozell, the kids admire these people.
No, I think they should. But I think at any other time, it's okay. But you're going to get an awful lot of confusion out there, especially a lot of the older people who don't know because they have entered into a befuddlement stage or the pre Alzheimer befuddlement area. Suddenly they go, oh, there's a policeman. Come on in and have a drink or something like that. And the child will wet himself, burst into tears, and I will never forget that child crying.
When you walked up to what you thought was an Army Ranger in a pumpkin patch.
When I walked up to what I thought was an Army Ranger in a pumpkin patch, yes, sir. But here's the thing. A friend of mine, Bill Anderson, lives three houses down. He's got a three-story house. He had a fire. And now he's an elderly man in his 80s. He had a fire in his garage. He's seen one of the kids going to school for a costume party dressed as a fireman. He said, please help me, please help me. So what's all the kid knew was the garden hose. He went over and turned on a garden hose, and he said, that's not what you're supposed to use. What in hell? So he had a terrible time with the city. And
But
he had a terrible time with the city straightening that out. Look at this. You send me a fireman, and he's using a garden hose. And they said, well, what was he dressed like? And I said, well, he had the hat and everything. And they said, no, that was not one of ours, because they show up in trucks, and they're about 6 feet tall. And to me, this is the kind of problem that we could perhaps get in. All I'm saying is
You want to avoid problems, but by the same token, I don't think you want to panic, okay?
And no, I don't think it's panicking. I think I just want to avoid these problems.
All right, now, what you mentioned to my producer earlier, you think that parents should be issued citations.
I think that Governor Pataki needs to issue citations to parents.
Governor Pataki is the governor of New York.
I understand that.
Why would he be the overriding authority?
Because I've seen him on TV a lot. I know a lot of people have seen Governor Pataki. I think he is probably the best governor we got right now.
And you want him?
I think that he can be the one who can issue citations for impersonating a police officer.
Well, now you're taking... See what you're doing now is you're taking...
I don't want to do it. I'm scared.
No, but now you're taking a fun time the kids are having, and you want to cite the parents for impersonating a police officer... Because the kid's dressed as a cop or a fireman or an army ranger, and people are going to think they're the real deal.
I don't want to ruin any child's Halloween, but I think we've got it. The FBI says there's a possibility, and if we have, God forbid, something serious happen in this country, and you've got nothing but 100 kids dressed as police officers with baggy pants, you know, that they're tripping over.
Well, they're not going to respond to the call.
No, but people are going to ask them to.
And primarily it's the senior citizens and...
Seniors and people who are afraid. And...
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show as we wrestle with the question of whether children should be out wearing police uniform, fire uniforms, and army uniforms for Halloween, because some people, especially with our country in a heightened state of alert, some people may think these are real cops and will be confused if something's happening to their house. And I'm not entirely sure that if I really needed a cop, would I think that a guy 3 feet tall standing in front of me is a real cop? If I'm a senior citizen, maybe that's a different story. I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. Stephen Bozell, he's a homeowner from Corona. We'll be back. We're live in New York City. This is The Phil Hendry Show. Okay, Steve, we're back with Steve Bozell on the Phil Hendry Show. Your kids are trick-or-treating, right?
My kids are going to be trick-or-treating, absolutely.
What are they dressed as?
Oh, I don't know. My daughter is going as a witch. My elder son wants to go as Superman, but they did want to. My son wanted to dress as a police officer, and my daughter wanted to go as a firefighter. I said, absolutely not.
And the reason for this?
Phil, the reason is there's too much risk involved in dressing children as firefighters and police officers. If there is a large incident, God forbid that this should happen, a large catastrophe of some kind, and you have a number of police officers responding, and then you've got a bunch of little kids all dressed up in police costumes, and they get mixed in with the real ones, now you've got weapons being handed out. And I'm sure you have seen on many of the documentaries that I have seen, the police are just handing out riot guns. And they're just handing them out, and they're not sure who they're handing these out to. If they're handing out riot guns, and you've got all smaller versions of police officers mixed in with the larger, you know, the children mixed in with the adults, now they're getting riot guns. The kid thinks it's a toy gun or something. I'm just worried. And
well, it's not the time, though, to say that, you know, you don't want to have kids dressed as firefighters and police officers, I don't think. 1-800-449...
What's even scarier is the kids, they love to fantasize. They just might think that they can help. That's all I'm saying. I'm telling parents right now, we may take this out of their hands. We see any kids dressed as firefighters and police officers.
I don't even know if you can cite a parent for their kid impersonating a police officer. 1-800-449-8686 on the Phil Hendry Show. Here is Kevin. Kevin, go ahead.
My question is when you see this 3-foot-tall cop, and you see this 3-foot-tall ghost and 3-foot-tall Godzilla right next to him, do you think that kid is really a cop?
No, I don't know who's going to be next to him. I'm just saying that you've got police officers that are in the middle of a heightened alert situation.
Sure.
And you've got people who call a cop, and people who call a cop, especially your senior citizens who call a cop, and if that kid's alone or for whatever reason they think that's a real cop or real firefighter, I don't think there's the time to be dressing the kid up like that.
So common sense goes out the window in that situation. You know, the argument about the right
Common
here,
sense goes out the window. Right now, the gun, if you heard, the FBI said that there is a possibility of terror attacks.
We pay a cop to be on
you
his game.
Do you hear
if
about that?
If a cop hands a 3-foot-tall cop who thinks he's a cop a gun, then we're not paying that cop to do his job right. That's
hey,
what
well, you know what?
Under
you
stress.
Can talk about that. You can talk about that at the city council meeting later on when they try to fire that guy. But in the meantime, a mistake has been made. And who's
so
going to pay for
essence,
it? I don't know.
Not only are you saying they shouldn't dress up, you're saying that we
I'm saying they
put
don't dress
cops
up.
In the
I'm saying that they don't dress up as police
threat.
Officers. And you do give police officers to handle the option to handle threat. You don't have little tiny kids dressed up as cops because people could get confused.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to, I don't know which call. Let's go to Maria on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. I
yes,
live
ma'am.
In Miami, and I have an 8-year-old who's going to be dressed as a police officer. And he looks nothing like our officers here. I mean, there's no chance in the world he's going
to
be confused, and I think
What's
that's just
dressed?
Ridiculous.
What kind of uniform is he dressed in?
It's a little black, like a leotard type thing, and it's got a little vest that says police in green. And
right, that's very similar to South Miami Beach Police.
A leotard?
Yes, like a one-piece little leotard. It doesn't have boots.
Wait. No, I know that you're dressing your son.
No, see, that is exactly, the South Miami Beach wear a leotard underneath it.
The South Miami Beach Police wear a leotard.
What she's dressing her boy in could be mistaken, yes. Now he
I
goes
think that's
to the
ridiculous.
Door
I think that's
now,
just totally, I mean, he dressed up on Sunday and nothing like it.
Now he goes to the door of a senior citizen. a senior citizen who is frightened because some guy crawled through her window and
he's
going to
be with my other little boy who's 3 years old, and he's going to be with
a bunch of other kids
who's a witch and who's a, you know, other little characters, and nobody's going to confuse him for anything. And if there was something bad happened, my son is not going to be going near any guns because I'm going to be with him.
No, he's not going to be going near any guns, but if a catastrophe occurs where the police come in, the police may mistake him for one of their own.
I think that's absolutely ridiculous. I don't think that would happen in a million years.
I'll tell you right now, with this, right now.
Are you, you're saying, Mr. Bozell, that were this another time, if the country wasn't having an emergency.
I just think that the risk is too great. That's exactly correct. If we weren't under a state of emergency, it might be a different story. But the risk, I think, is far too great for this kind of thing to happen.
All right, so your son's going to be dressed as a cop, but he's going to be in tights. Is that right, ma'am?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a little, it looks like a cartoon character. It doesn't look anything like a police officer. I think somebody's going to mistake him for a real officer. It's got to be out of their mind.
And how is anybody supposed to know he's a police officer?
He's got a little fake plastic badge and a little fake little bit outdoors.
I mean, we as a country cannot afford to take the risk right now.
A fake plastic
badge. I agree that this is a state of emergency, but I think that's totally ridiculous. I don't think anybody's going to mistake him for anything.
All right, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. A plastic badge, a fake plastic gun.
It's dark. It's night. You see lights. They bounce off the badge. You think it's for real. They wear the hat that looks just like the kind on Car 54, Where Are You, whatever, with the black pants. And
what do you mean the South Miami Beach police wear tights?
They do wear a form of a green leotard, yes, sir. This is all I'm afraid of.
I used to live in Miami. I never saw any cop wearing a leotard.
Well, I guess you haven't been around police. I mean, I've studied police science.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Steve Bozell. He is a homeowner in Corona, California, who believes that the children wearing police uniforms, the children wearing firefighter uniforms, and this kind of thing is only going to cause the confusion among senior citizens, especially because they're going to think that these are real cops out there. And one of the things that I think you need to understand, Mr. Bozell, is this delusionment could be a problem, a mental problem that other people have, all right? If you're seeing a full-size cop and it's only 3 feet tall, you've got the problem, don't you think?
Well, you know, I'll tell you something right now. You want to say that I got a problem, mister, you could have a lawsuit, okay? Because
well, what do I got a lawsuit? You're telling me the South Miami Beach police dress in green tights, and you're seeing a 6-foot-tall Army Ranger when, in fact, it's some kid wetting himself and crying to his mother. Here is Dennis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I think this guy, you know, he's saying what's best for the country and everything, but what's best for the country is not to panic. He's panicking.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, don't put the kids into police uniform. Is all I'm saying.
No, but it does sound like you're afraid.
I'm not afraid.
But you're very afraid.
No,
you're
I'm not.
About
I'm just
kids
saying
that are 3 feet tall, going up and knocking on the door and saying trick or treat.
People,
if somebody mistakes them for a cop, then they don't need
I'm
to be answering their door.
Like a senior citizen, wouldn't think that that's a cop.
If a senior citizen can make it to the door, I think she could tell the difference between somebody the size of her grandson and a real cop.
If a senior citizen could make it to the door, these are people now, you understand,
who
go out and they think they're going to the store and they wind up in Montana. They get lost for days. Right?
Those are the kind of people that aren't going to be living.
That's what I'm worried about. And that all I'm worried about is the senior citizens thinking that they're going to wind up in Montana. And
if they're going to wind up in Montana because they have befuddlement, as you call it, or Alzheimer's disease, they got larger issues, okay? Maybe the kids shouldn't be trick-or-treating at the senior citizen home. I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. And the police uniforms that they've got for kids and the firefighter uniforms and the Army Ranger uniforms, as the lady just indicated, look absolutely nothing like a real cop uniform. They've got plastic badges and plastic plastic guns. Unless, of course, you know, we're talking about security guard. You know what you ought to do? Send your kids out trick-or-treating dressed as security guards. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
It was one of the most horrible things that ever happened.
Your dog.
My dog was shot. That's right. I had asked for help because we thought we had a burglar. A police officer responded. Was from actually from a costume party. Was not a police officer at all. It's a 10-year-old boy with a BB gun. And I said, go ahead. Just shoot.
Well, that's not your call to tell what a police officer ought to do.
But I know that. But because he wasn't a real police officer, because he was just a kid, he went ahead and followed my orders. And he had a BB gun.
Shot your dog with a BB.
Yes. This is what I'm talking about.
When you've got a really, excuse me, sir, stupid homeowner who says, police officer, go shoot into the dark, and your dog gets nailed with a BB gun that some kid dressed as a cop has.
So you're blaming me?
Yeah, I'm blaming you. You got to know the difference between a cop and a kid with a BB gun.
And even with the uniform.
Even with the uniform and a plastic gun. Here is, I forgive me for yelling.
No, that's all right. I mean, you sound like everybody else. My wife screams at me about this, but I will not be, I will not be...
Dissuaded.
Dissuaded, right.
From
my goal.
From your goal of having parents written up...
For impersonating a police officer.
Their kids.
The kids.
I'm glad that I'm also providing your end of the conversation here.
Well,
okay, 1-800-449-8686. Lori, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted
to
address Mr. Rifkin's comment about the children not wearing police uniforms. First and foremost,
Bozell,
I'd like
ma'am.
To say that...
My name is Bozell, it's not Rifkin, so you might want to get my name right.
Okay, well, first off, you need to get your facts straight, first off, sir. And second off, let me tell you something.
My name is,
when
my
I was
name
growing
Bozell,
up, as well as kids today, they really look forward to dressing up as their heroes. You know, there's Superman, there's all kinds of the little heroes going on. And right now, our main heroes are our firefighters, and our police.
The real ones, not some fake one.
Exactly. And I'm sorry, if you really thought that a 10-year-old child with a BB gun was a police officer, check your bifocals, okay?
Hey, ma'am.
Second off, if you ever even actually think that a police officer is going to take your word for it and actually
shoot
at a dog...
It was the middle of a national emergency ever since 9/11. It's been in a national emergency situation. And
so what happened on September the 11th has got you seeing cops even when they're like kids?
What's wrong with going up to an Army Ranger?
What exactly do you do when you walk into a 7-Eleven? Do you freak out and hit the floor because you see some Iranian working? I mean, please. Do you just avoid going and getting gas at a 7-Eleven or a Circle K?
What? I don't understand what you're saying.
I didn't get it either. What did you say, ma'am? Hit the floor about what?
I said, what do you do when you go to get gas? Do you just avoid all Circle Ks and 7-Elevens? And when you see an Iranian or a Pakistani or something, you just don't stop there?
Why would I do that?
Well, I don't know. You're scared of cops.
I'm scared of fake cops being mixed all together with the smaller ones. Look,
you're scared of cops, but you're not scared of people from, let's say Iran, Iraq.
You're from Louisiana, right?
Oh, yes, sir, I am.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's where you shot that guy who was dressed as a disco Saturday night guy.
Now, forget that, okay? That was a long time ago.
Well, yeah. Some guy dressed in a disco uniform.
And I'm sorry, sir. And where are you from?
Where am I from? California.
Yeah, and you've got kids shooting dogs with BB guns?
I thought he was a cop.
And you're telling a kid
how
to shoot a dog with a BB gun?
How tall was the kid that you thought was a cop?
About 4 foot two.
4 foot two. I've never seen a 4 foot two cop.
Well, you may never seen a 4 foot two cop. That don't mean they're not hiring them.
In Corona.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and laugh, ma'am. You think it's so damn funny, but I can tell you right now, he could have been working undercover.
Well, obviously me and the rest of the U.S. think
undercover.
Wait a second.
Even your own
working
wife
undercover.
Tells you this. It's ludicrous.
My wife doesn't know how to protect me.
What do you mean working undercover?
What?
What do you mean he could have been working undercover?
Look, Corona, California is well known. We have one of the largest midget communities in the country. That's A. B, you see some midget, like a 3-year-old, like say a 5-year-old kid that's 4 foot two, dressed in a plaid shirt and... You know, like work boots.
You automatically think it's an undercover midget cop.
In this town, yes. You know something? My wife can laugh at me, but I don't think I like any other woman doing it.
Well, I'm very sorry, sir, but I got to tell you something. But I'm sitting around here with a lot of other women, and we're all laughing at you. Along with several other men.
Okay, that's dirty pool. All right, that's dirty pool. That's dirty pool. And
well, look at man. I mean, well, he's got a large midget community.
I'm really trying to understand the mentality of a grown man who is carrying a 4'2" 10-year-old to shoot a BB gun at a dog. And you want me to not laugh?
I thought it was an undercover midget.
You thought it was an undercover midget.
This is better than Saturday Night Live. My God.
You know something, ma'am? I have worked for my community. I've been an outstanding member of our city council 4 years running. I have a son and I have a daughter. And I want them to be safe on Halloween night. My son gets dressed up as a cop. He gets handed a riot gun. He's going to do some damage. And I hope it ain't on your...
What are you... Your son gets handed a riot gun by any police officer, then that cop needs to be, you know, dismissed from the force. Because I cannot imagine any officer with any ounce of brains doing that. Here is Donato on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you? I would like to tell these gentlemen, you know, it's important what you're saying, the safety of the kids and the safety of the community.
Thank
but what
you.
You're doing right now, pretty much, is terrorizing the whole entire community.
How am I doing that? I just want him to get
to the top. Wait a minute. Allow me to share something with you, okay? I grew up in
right.
El Salvador, where we have terrorism day in and day out.
Where
and
do you live? Whereabouts?
One of the things you cannot do, okay, is show these men or all these people that you're scared, and that's what you're doing right now. Here's another thing.
Right. I'm agreeing with you, Donato.
You just don't run scared. We've got to show these people that we're bigger, we're smarter, and we're standing together.
I don't think he thinks that
I'm
these cops are...
I'm going to take my kids out trick-or-treating, whether you like it or not. And I got to tell you something. If I'm going to confuse a 3-, 4-, 5-year-old kid for a cop, I got a problem. I need to put glasses on.
Well, wait a second. I ain't saying the kids shouldn't go out trick-or-treating.
No, but you're
go
saying
out
not
dressed
to...
up in a clown costume or go out dressed up in a hobo outfit. Or you could go up dressed up in like anything you want to be. You could be in here. Airline? What about a travel agent? Those are some very brave people.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Dressed as a what?
You could have your child go out dressed as a travel agent. They're getting hurt.
Wait a minute. Here's a better one.
Dressed as a travel agent?
Can you
with a little name tag that says Midge?
Yeah. What?
I said, can you dress your kid as a terrorist?
I would never do that in a million billion years, dress my child as a terrorist.
Well, you're missing the whole point. Terrorism uses the element of surprise at all given times. It doesn't matter whether they're dressing as cops, whether they're dressing as a nurse. It doesn't matter what they dress as. Right now, you're categorizing the cops in fire department.
You know what
people
would be
funny? Dress like them because that could be the problem. If they
you know
want to strike, they're going to strike as anything.
What's he talking
you
about, man? I'm not
saying?
Worried about no terrorists. I'm worried about a midget kid taking a gun and blowing my dog to hell and back.
What are you talking about?
Wait a second. What are you talking about?
Look, here's what I suggested that my son go as. Here is a costume that I made up for my son. I went to a science book, and I got a blowed-up picture of an anthrax bacteria. And I made a costume for him. And he could go around.
What are you talking about?
Go door-to-door dressed as an anthrax bacteria.
Door-to-door dressed as an anthrax bacteria?
Yeah, that's very relevant. And it won't scare nobody. Well, it might.
Yeah, you're right. It might scare me. I see an anthrax bacteria. I'm going to have to call the CDC. I wouldn't give it any candy.
You would not give it any candy?
No, I wouldn't give an anthrax bacteria, even if it was your kid dressed as one, candy.
Well, I can understand that.
You said just now, okay, that you are someone important in your community. You have this title, this and the other thing. Why don't you use all the positive energy and all the titles that you have obtained in the past to create something positive, like telling people, don't be afraid of these jerks who are making this beautiful country become something into nothing. Why are you being part of that? Are you standing there saying for people not to dress as cops? You're only making these people believe the fear has come to this country. You know what? Screw them. I'm going to take my kids out. I'm going to make the best of it. Why? I wasn't even born here.
If a 3-foot anthrax bacteria came to your door for candy, would you?
What was that?
If a kid dressed as a 3-foot high anthrax bacteria come to your door, would you give him candy or would you say get away?
Okay, so if a plane will hit you right now in the head, what would you say? There was ads that just happened. Somebody planted. The bottom line is, it's a chance you got to take.
Right. It's a chance you got to take. I'd give the anthrax back to your candy. I'd take the shot. I'd go ahead and take the shot that it wasn't going to get up my nose.
All right. Okay.
Wait a minute. What you're saying to me makes no sense. You know why? Because you get in your vehicle every single day, and you drive from your house to work.
The 3 foot high one isn't going to go up your nose.
No, it isn't going to go up your nose. You're absolutely right. Thank you for your call.
Wait a minute. I got more to say.
No, we're all done with you, pal. Have you ever in your life? First of all, the guy is worried because too many kids are going to. Hey, I got a good one. How about all you cops for Halloween go dressed as kids? All of the cops should dress up in board shorts and turned around baseball caps, and the kids dress as cops. That way, when you call for a kid, you'll get a cop or I don't know. 1-800-449. If a 3 foot high bacteria. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
And we're in New York City, and the Phil Henry Show brought to you by Priceline.com here in New York City. That's how we're here. The great people at Priceline.com, Phil Henry's official travel provider for airline tickets, hotel rooms, rental cars. Go to Priceline.com for all of your travel needs, and you really ought to be traveling. And this is the Phil Henry Show, the voice of Steve Bozell, played by me, and the voice of Brad Rifkin, played by me. And we'll do it again next hour with another voice. And all the people that call in think that these are real people that they're talking to. And we're in New York, and back in Los Angeles is Mike, and he's doing the best he can. They're screening the phone calls. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. And like I said, in New York all this week through Friday, Maria's going to be leaving, I think, a little bit early. Right next door is the world-famous 21. You need a coat and tie to get in there, so I guess that's one I won't be visiting very soon. You know, I was going to bring my suit. Everybody here in New York walking down the street briskly, the cell phones pressed to their heads, wearing the most outstanding-looking clothes, everyone just dressed to the nines, even the guys that are, even the construction workers, all look very chic. And that's just the kind of town that it is, you know, and the people and the briskness with which they clip along the avenue on their way to God knows where. And we got on the subway today around Times Square and headed down to downtown, as I mentioned, to Ground Zero. And there was Craig and I on the train talking about things and looking at things and smelling things more than anything else. No, it was okay. It was just, you know, it's a little, they need to air it out down there, but it's going to be fine. It's a great town. It is, man, and we're having a blast. I got to come back here when I don't have to work because you can stay out all night here. And there's more restaurants that are open till 3 a.m., 2 a.m., 4 a.m. I don't know what the place that we were in the other day, but I think it was a Carnegie Deli that is open until 4:30 a.m., and then they reopen again at 6. So they close it up for like an hour and a half just to sort of sweep it out, and then boom, man, they're back open again. God, I wish we had one of those joints in L.A. The other thing that I have to say, and this is really difficult for me to say, but I've got to say this. It's not difficult for me to say because of the safety with which a woman can walk the streets in New York City these days. That's great. It's the second part, which is the fact that my wife, while she can walk safely through Midtown Manhattan at 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, I'm telling you, last night, Marie and I took a walk after we got off the air. We walked over to Rockefeller Center, and we walked up and down 7th Avenue, and then we went over just past our hotel near the Helmsley there, and we went into a little deli, and we had something to eat. And all the while, I'm seeing single women, individual women, I don't know if they're single or married, but they're just by themselves, walking up and down the streets, walking along with briefcases, walking along with their cell phones, walking along. That's in New York City, and that's anywhere here in Manhattan. I'm talking about Times Square, 2 o'clock in the morning. You cannot say the same thing about Hollywood. Now, I come from Los Angeles. That's my hometown. But it is difficult for me to say that I would never, ever want my wife walking around by herself at 1 o'clock in the morning in Hollywood. And Hollywood is about the same thing as Times Square. I mean, it's this sort of the entertainment hub. That is how this town has grown, and you know how people used to talk about New York, whether it was the 70s or the early to mid-80s, it was Fear City, and you're going to get mugged, and all of the jokes, all the real stale jokes about what a dangerous place this is. It just isn't true anymore. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know who you are or where you are or whether you're married or whether you're not, but your wife or your girlfriend could walk around this town at 1 o'clock in the morning and be absolutely 100% protected, fine, no problem, no hassle, wherever she wants to go. The only other big city I ever saw that was that safe was Paris. When we were there 2.5 years ago, we were there in the summer of 99. And it was the same thing, 3 a.m., I don't care where you were, you could see single women walking up and down the street, no hassle. Do you think you can say the same thing for Los Angeles? Forget it. Forget it. Now, that's something we ought to work on back in that town. I don't know about any other place. When I worked in Minneapolis up in the Twin Cities, you know, like by 2 o'clock in the morning, I'd see people pushing baby strollers through downtown. But I figured, well, that's Minneapolis. I mean, that's, you know, everybody's in bed. All the muggers in Minneapolis go to bed at like 7:30. You know, the only people that are up after 7:30 are like some freaky health freaks, you know, jogging with a baby stroller. I don't know about any other city, but I can tell you that that's the way it is in New York. And it back in L.A., where I come from and where we originate our show from most of the time, forget it. The only thing that's dangerous here in New York these days, it's a little bit cold. And, yeah, it's getting brisk, like 46 degrees or something. But the people have been tremendous, and we're staying in a beautiful hotel, and like I said, we've just had nothing but a good time. And you can walk anywhere in this town if you'd like, or if you want. You can take the train. You can take a cab. It doesn't make any difference. You talk about people being rude. I haven't met one rude person here yet. You might get chapped lips. You know, even the cop, like I said this morning, the cop says to me, yeah, where's Ground Zero? It's right there, the pile. No, he didn't say anything. It was just the steam coming up. You'll find it. So isn't that a drag? When you talk about Hollywood. Now they got to clean Hollywood up at some point. And when I say clean Hollywood up, look, I got nothing against the street people or anything. I just would like to see a situation in that town akin to what's going on in New York, where you can walk up and down Hollywood Boulevard and not feel like you're going to take a freaking shank in your back. Now I understand they're trying to clean it up because they want to put in that big, you know, Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The thing. Speaking of that. Have they had the Emmys yet, or is that done? Is it, please, God, please, just. Every time I say that, the Motion Picture of Academy, the Arts and Science thing of the Motion Picture Academy, Arts and Science. I don't know what it's called, but with the Emmys, it's the Academy of the Television Science of the Art. And do you know how that goes? And does it make any difference? Just put your theater in there, man, okay, and clean the street up so, you know, a woman can walk down the street without being afraid of getting raped at 1 o'clock in the morning. Now, that is the situation they got right now in New York. No fear. Absolute fun, man. No fear. That's where we are. And we'll be here till Friday, and then we'll come home and we'll bellyache about L.A. some more. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.